Hof Aleph Adar Sheni, Thursday the 28th of March, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, the Hachtorah, Coronation of the Kohen Gadol.
The beginning of this week's Sedra. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, "Kach lecho egel ben bokor lachatos, va'ayil lo'oilo tumimim." This should be an egel for chatos. The next pasuk says, "Ve'el bnei Yisrael tedaber leimai," and to the Yidden you should say, "Kachu si'i izim lachatos, ve'egel v'cheves lo'oilo." So the Mefarshim ask, why is it by the Egel of Aaron it was as a chatos? And by the eagle of the Klal Yisrael, it was as a oila. What's the change? And Rashi says the eagle was to be mechaper for the eagle. Why by Aaron was it a eagle lechatos, and by the Klal Yisrael it was an eagle loila? The answer given by the Klei Yoko, the Chasam Sefer, the chet of Aaron was not with a machshava. With a bad machshava. Aaron, his machshava was completely l'shem shamayim. What happened was he made a maitzah, but there was no bad machshava. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisiso, Vayigoyf Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu plagued Esa'om al asher osu esa'egel asher osu Aaron. The Torah stresses what was the aveira of Aaron was an aveira of Osa, Asiya. But the machshava was completely the Shem Shamayim. Masha'en came by the chait of Klal Yisrael. There it was with a machshava. They had the kavana to make it, however the Rishonim explain it, L'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, we can, says the Klei Yoko, the chatos of Aaron was Aaron's carbon of eagle was a chatos. Because what is a chatos brought for? For a maisa. And by Aaron it was an aveira with a maisa. Masha'en came by Klal Yisrael, the aveira was not only by maisa, was also with machshava. And that's why Aaron brought a carbon. The Klal Yisrael brought a carbon island.
Same puzzle from which you brought the proof about Aaron, there was a seal, says Alasha also was Vega. So Plain Sol also was a
seal. They did, but the main Aveva of the Klal Yisrael wasn't the Asiya. The main Aveva of Klal Yisrael was the Machshava. When they did it, they had Machshava L'Shem Abedazah. You're right, there was a Maisa there, but the main Aveva was the thing. I want to carry on. The Pasuk says, "Vayomer Aaron, kach lecho egel ben bokor lachatos, va'ayil lo'oilo tumimim." And Moshe says to Aaron, "El bnei Yisrael tedaber," that you should speak to the bnei Yisrael, "Kuchusi izim lachatos, ve'egel lo'oilo." Why did Moshe Rabbeinu command Aaron to speak to the Bnei Yisrael? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it himself? Why did he ask Aaron to go along and to do it? The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Aaron should show that he's completely now free, noki from the Chetah Eger. By Aaron going to speak and him telling the Klal Yisrael that they should bring an egel, and they should bring a seizim lechatos, With that, he wanted Ari to show that he's completely lucky. He's completely free now from any Aviva. Why? But if not, how can Aaron tell the Bnei Yisrael to go along and being an ego? As Chazal say, Kesheit Atzmach, first make yourself perfect, V'achakach Sheit Achayim, as they say in English, don't be a hypocrite. And therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to speak to the Klal Yisrael, to show that with that he is completely free of the Chetor Ega. The Torah writes in that passage, Kechu si izim lechatos. The Torah's Koinim says, what was the si izim brought for? Says the Torah's Koinim, lechaper to be as an atonement, al mechiras Yosef. For the mechira of Yosef, which they went and they used, they dipped his ketonos in the blood of the Syrizim. And that is why he brought the Syrizim to be as a kaporam for that fit. Rav Zalman Sorotsky asks, why was it now an appropriate time to go along now as they have such a day of Simcha, a day of Simcha, like the Gemara says in Megillah, Ki Yom Biriyah Shemayim Va'oretz? Why now was it the appropriate time to go and bring the Seizim? So Rav Zalman Sorotsky says, the Mechilas Yosef brought about terrible strife amongst the Klal Yisrael. It was unbelievable what that brought about. Says Rav Zalman Sorotsky, at the time of the inauguration of the Mishkan, there was such unbelievable unity, friendship, which conveyed amongst all the years. That's why now was the appropriate time to go and bring Esirism, to forget about the Mechiras Yosef, which brought about the lack of Achdus in Klal Yisrael. That's why they brought it now. The Meshech Chochma says a different idea. Why they brought now the Syrizim to be Mechapam Mechiras Yosef? There were people at the time of Mechiras Yosef who said that Yosef was wrong by going and telling the father all the Lashon Hara, all the things which the brothers did, which that brought the sinner, the hatred between the brothers and Yosef. They said, you know what he should have done? He should have gone along and he should have rebuked them. He should have gone to them personally. What do you go? What do you go? And tell the father, you know what I say you should have done? You should have gone and rebuked them. Oh, but now, says the Meshech Chochma, when they saw that who rebuked them for the Chetah Egel, and what happened there? What did they do? When who rebuked them, they went along and they killed him. So therefore now came back again that Enoch and Amma, Yosef was 100% correct. What he did to go and tell the father, he couldn't have gone and told them, because they wouldn't have been mekabel tehocha, like we see here by the story of Chu. By the story of Chu, that he told them off. What did they do to him? What did they do to him? They went and they killed him. So it came back again, the accusation about the Mechiras Yosef. And that's why now was the time why they brought back again the Chet of the Mechiras Yosef, and that's why now they brought the Syrizim for the Azachatos to be Mechapa Mechiras Yosef. So we've done the Karbonis. Comes the Torah, 2 Psukim later. And the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, Kirav Ela Mizbeach, come near to the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, Shoyo Aaron Boish, Aaron was ashamed, and he was afraid Legeshes to come near the Mizbeach. Says the Ramban, why was that? What does it mean? And he was afraid Legeshes. What does that mean? Says the Ramban, Bavu Shoyaarin Kodesh Hashem. Arin Akoyen was a Kodesh Hashem. And says the Ramban, Ein Benafshei, the only Aveira that Arin had in his whole life was the Chet HaEger. And says the Ramban, that Chet stood in front of him wherever he went in his Machshava. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Vechatosi Negdi Tomid, that wherever he went, it was there in front of him. Therefore, the picture of the Egel always stood there in front of him. And that disturbed him to be able to go and to do the be makriv the korbanos and stand there. Because he saw in front of his eyes the Egel. And said the Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, Shalai tiye shofer ruach kolkach. Don't be so low down. Shekva rotzo Hashem es masecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already forgiven you for what you did. Kumteis the Ramban explains that what the Torah says, Shor Yo'avim Boish, is because he couldn't go there. It stood there in front of his eyes whenever he went to the Mizbeach. But Bleib Chassman says, we all know, in Parshas Chukas, there's the Chet of the Mei Meriva, which that prevented Moshe and Aaron to go to Eretz Yisrael. By Stason the Torah, says Bleib Chassman, the Chet HaEgel didn't prevent him from going to Eretz Yisrael. On that he got a kapora. But still, even though he got his kapora, says Bleib Chassman, he still pictured wherever he went in front of the Mizbeach to have the Egel in front of him, as if it's there in front of him. And he was terrified to go there. The Rashi continues, Omar lo Moshe. Moshe said, Loma atobosh lakach nifchato. Meaning to say, says the Arizal, because you got that midah of busha, that's why gufa you've been chosen. Because you got that midah of busha, that's why you are the person who's suitable for it. Like the Gemara says in Brochus, kolam is bayish, any person who's got busha, and there's a Gemara, Moichlin lo, you forgive him, I'll call Avin Esav. The Maram Shik says a different pshat in these words of Rashi. What Rashi means, Omar lo Moshe, Loma atobosh lakach nifkalto. We all know, Rashi says, in Parshas Shemois, that the truth was that at the beginning the plan was that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the Kohen and Aaron should be the Levi. But what happened was, because Moshe Rabbeinu refused it, that's why Aaron was chosen as the Kohen and Moshe as the Levi. So Moshe was trying to tell Aaron, Lekach nifchalto, you should know. Why were you chosen? You were chosen to get the kuna because I refused it. If you now refuse it, you know what's going to happen? We're going to have to look for a third party, a new person. So that was what Rashi means. Omar lo Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Loma atobosh, lekach nifchalto, you were only chosen. Why? Because I refused it. If you now refuse it, and you say you don't want to do it, then we'll be stuck. We'll have to take a third party. Rashi says, a little bit further on in the Sedra, Rashi says, in Pasuk Chof Gimel, when they start getting there, the Pasuk says, Kivon Shavua Aaron, when Aaron saw, Shekovu Kol HaRabbonim, he's done all what the Torah says, V'nasu Kol HaMaisim, and everything's been done, V'lo Yodo Shechina LeYisrael, and the Shechina didn't come down, Hayom Itztaye, says Rashi, my Aaron was upset. V'aimer Yedei Ani, I know, Shekos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Olai, U'bishvili, and because of me, LeYodo Shechina LeYisrael. So Aaron said, it's all my fault why the Shechina didn't come down, why the Shechina didn't come down to the Klal Yisrael. So the Rashi says, straight away, Moshe said, Omar Lele Moshe, he davened, and he begged Rachmei Shemayim, and the Ribbono Shelam accepted it. I saw that the Mephoshim say, let's picture what happened here. There was an unbelievable story of the Chetra Ego. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to bring the Mishkan. And that part's already done. Comes along, what were they waiting for? They were waiting for one thing, that they should be Ashuras HaShchina, and that didn't happen. Can you picture, what would a person normally do? When such a story happens, he's got waiting and waiting, he would go and find out what's wrong with other people. Why is the Shechina not come down? He'll never put the blame on himself. Who will he put the blame on? Everybody else but himself. What did Aaron do? He took the responsibility on himself. It's all his fault. Great people always blame themselves. They don't look at other people to blame it on. I saw this word quoted from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from Zurich. And he said this word by a chasna. And he said by a chasna, and he added on a very interesting hosofa. He said, when young couples start to build a new bais, and he said, at the beginning of a marriage, there's always certain problems. The limit what you've got to take from here is, if things don't go right, don't blame your partner. Blame yourself. There's something wrong with me. That's the limit you take from this right. Just like here, Aaron, when he saw something went wrong, didn't blame Moshe or somebody else. He said straight away, it's me. So said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that's the limit we take from here. When a person builds a Mishkan, he builds his own Mikdash, the limit is he should blame himself and not blame other people. The policy continues. Rashi says, Vayetzu Vayivolchu Es Ha'om. Omru, they said, Yivotze Minayam Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu, Yivotze Shetishra Shechina B'Masa Yodechem. The Shechina should rest. B'Neidam, we should know that the Ribbono Shel Olam has forgiven. Rashi says, Shetishra Shechina B'Neinu, B'Neida Shemachapelonu Avino Eger. The question is, they had already had so many sumonim. They had already had so many sumonim that the Chet HaEgel was forgiven. They had had the Binyan HaMishkon. They had the Anan Nekoveit. They had the Mon. They had the Mon. They had Kama V'Kama sumonim. What did they need to have more sumonim to prove the point that the HaEgel is Mukupa? They'd have seen it. The Tevitz says Rav Chaskel Levenstein, there are different madrigas in the Bria. You find the Mishnah uses the word Yesh Chelek Olam Habo. You find the word Ben Olam Habo, Chai Olam Habo. There are different madrigas. The Klal Yisrael, when he said the Brocha, he wanted the Brocha that the Brocha should be a brocha, yirotzein shetishra shchino. Wherever we turn, wherever it goes, there should be a brocha of Shchina. Not only in the Mishkan should there be Shchina. Wherever we go, there should be Tishra Shchina b'maisei deichem. So that's even a higher madrega than what we had to. After doing this, came the famous parsha of Nadav and Avihu dying. The Torah writes a very interesting word. When it happened, Vayidoyim Aaron. Aaron kept quiet. The Heidegger Chofetz Chaim asked, why does the Torah write it in a difficult word? Let the Torah write like it normally writes. Vayishtek Aaron. Aaron kept quiet, that everybody would know the translation. The Torah goes and writes, Vayidoyim Aaron. Says the Chofetz Chaim, normally, when a person has a tzora, even though he may not say anything, you can see it on his face. The way he walks around, the way he walks around, you can see on his face that he's unbelievably upset. Vayidoyim Aaron. The Aaron looked like a daimon, like a daimon. You couldn't tell anything. You couldn't tell anything on him. He was in a matzav of a daimon that it wasn't noticeable on his face at all. That such a terrible sorrow had happened to him. And it's very interesting. If you look at the Torah says, Vayimei Moshe el Aaron ul Elozo Yisom Abonov, Vashechem, after the story, Al Tifrohu, Ubigdechem Le Sifremu, Velei Samusu, and he gives a tzivui, Vachechem kol beis Yisrael, Yizku es ha-sreifo, asher tzoraf Hashem. Says Rabbi Yaakov Naiman, you need to give a tzivui, that they should cry, two people have been nifta, not of an Abil, there's a halamina that they're not going to cry. So he says, there's one extra word in the pasuk. Vachechem kol beis Yisrael yifku es hasreifo asher tzoraf Hashem, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought. Come to the hakara, come to the recognition. It wasn't stam, it happened. When a maisa like that happens, it's yifku es hasreifo, it's come from Hashem, and Hashem wants something from us. The Torah writes straight, tzivui, that yayin v'sheicho al teisht, that you shouldn't go along and drink wine and sheikho. The kasha is, Chazal say, Ein simcha ela b'yayin. The only simcha that a person gets is through wine. Now, when you go along and you say, Yayin v'sheikho al teisht, through that you're being memayet their simcha. You're cutting down their simcha. So we're telling saying in the Torah, Yayin v'sheicha al teisht, you take that you should be memayit b'simcha. The Torah says that if they now are not drinking wine, why are they not drinking wine? Because there's a mitzvah from Hashem. So that itself, the kiyum of the mitzvah, that will bring about the kiyum of the mitzvah of not drinking wine, that will itself bring about the simcha. That, as the pasuk says, Bikudei Hashem Yeshovin Mesamchei Lev. The keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem, keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem, the shmiras of the Bikudim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that will be Mesameach. That will be the simcha of a person being besimcha, doing what Hashem commands. As it says also, if do is Hashem, that's the fundamental of simcha. And that could be, all the Mephoshim ask, Chazal say, by the story of Nadav and Avihu, one pshat is, that they died because they drank wine. How can you say that? The Torah writes, that the reason why they died, Vayikrevu livnei Hashem, Eish Zoro asher leitzivo isom. The Eish Zoro, which he didn't command. So how can you go along and say that the Avela was because that they went and they drank wine. Skenzain the Pshat is, when a person drinks wine, that brings him to his own seichel. The Gemara says that wine brings out the seichel of a person. The things are what's in the inside the person. And therefore, by doing that, you're not anymore doing it, keeping the Torah out of the Tzibbe Hashem. You're keeping the Torah because of your own reasoning tells you. That's therefore what the Aveva, what the Chazal say, by Yakrivu Lifnei Hashem Eish Zora, Asher Leitziva Oisom. They weren't doing the Avedas Hashem as the Tzibbe Hashem. Like we said, Bikudei Hashem Yeshorim Misam Chelei. They were doing it as their own ideals. That was the Aveva, and that's how it fits in the Pasek Asher Leitziva Oisom. Let's hope. Now is the time when Eri Chodesh Nisan, Ben Nisan Nigalu, Ben Nisan Asidim Legoya, and we'll do Torah and Mitzvahs B'Simcha, because it should bring Be'emes Hashem what we're all waiting for, the Gulas Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go and be Goyas.